Now, from the KSRM studios on Key Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
The Salvation Army is starting its annual holiday fundraising campaign early across the country for the first time in 130 years. The funds raised through the organization's iconic red kettles are at risk this year due to COVID-19, while requests for services are at an all-time high. Major John Brackenbury, Divisional Commander of the Salvation Army Alaska Division.
There are so many stores that have closed. Foot traffic has been considerably reduced, as well as the fact that people are not going to be carrying cash or coins. There's a shortage of coins right now because the need that we are seeing this year right now is so great. We're very concerned about the number of people that are going to be coming to us during the holidays and ensuring that we have enough resources to be able to help them. So it provides food, it provides toys for kids, it provides utility, rental assistance, but those dollars go well beyond just the month of December.
Due to the factors Major Brackenbury mentioned, the Salvation Army could see a 50% decrease in funds raised nationally through the Red Kettles. This will potentially limit their capability to provide services for the most vulnerable. To put this in perspective, last year, $126 million was raised nationally through approximately 30,000 Red Kettles. In Alaska, $402,000 was raised from Red Kettles. Lessa Peter, the Salvation Army Alaska Division Communications Director, told KSRM that the idea this year is to go digital when possible and that the Kenai area has its own web portal for residents to contribute.
We really want to focus on digital efforts just because of COVID and everything that's going on. Although we'll have volunteers that will be wearing their PPE and their gloves and wiping down the kettle every time after a donation, it's not something that we do want to focus on as much this year just because we know it'll be less foot traffic. There's a coin shortage and not as many people just going out and donating or having cash to donate. So all of our communities that have like a Salvation Army core, we have created an online digital red kettle. So for the Kenai area, we have kenairedkettle.org, and that's where anybody can go to donate towards the Rescue Christmas efforts that the Salvation Army has.
Based on the increase in services already provided in response to the pandemic, the organization could serve up to 155 more people in 2020 with Christmas assistance. U.S. jet fighters have scrambled at least a dozen times so far this year to intercept Russian military aircraft that fly into airspace off of Alaska's coasts. NORAD says that's the highest number of intercepts they've responded to in recent years. Senator Dan Sullivan says it's part of Russia's policy of expanding its influence and military presence in the Arctic. The U.S. Air Force has, for decades, played an aerial game of cat and mouse with Russian pilots who fly military aircraft near Alaska's coasts. Senator Sullivan says last month's intercept of three aircraft formations, all approaching Alaska from three directions at once, is concerning. He said a large Russian naval exercise that was going on in the Western Bering Sea at the same time of the triple aircraft intercept demonstrates that the Arctic has become a flashpoint where two military powers bump up against each other. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.